We ended up at the message before we got the message. Because we're going to Ezekiel 37. I had a vision this afternoon. And the vision you've already tasted. I didn't know about the communion coming before it. I had no idea. But I can tell you this. If you take time to look at Ezekiel chapter 37, starting at verse 1, the hand of the Lord was upon me. He brought me out in the Spirit of the Lord. I think it's important to realize that He brought him out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. And He caused me to pass round about among them. And behold, there were very many human bones, in parentheses, in the open valley or plain, and lo, they were very dry. And He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord, You know. Again He said to me, prophesy to these bones, and say to them, O you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath and spirit to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath and spirit in you. You dry bones shall live, and you shall know, understand, and realize that I am the Lord, sovereign ruler, calling forth loyalty and obedient service. I think that's important because these bones are not going to do what they want. They're going to do obedient service and loyalty and calling it forth, which is prophetic in stature. It is not something that's going to happen without you speaking to yourself. Now, how many are accustomed to sputtering to themselves? And I found myself Sunday, getting caught. Did you ever get caught sputtering? No. I am finishing up on dinner. I have to do something, so I have to go out because we have this old refrigerator on the porch and we use it when we have a lot of company. And we had quite a few people for dinner. And it was extremely hot. And my body was starting to wane a little. Maybe wane a lot. And I'm out on the porch thinking I'm all alone. Outside of the little patio, on the other side of the bush, which I can't see, is my niece smoking her cigarette with her ashtray. And I came out of the door, and I've got this package that I've got to deposit in the fridge. And guess what I'm doing? No, I'm praying in tongues. Because I don't dare sputter, because my soul wanted to sputter. I opened the refrigerator door, and I put the item in, and all of a sudden this little voice says, oh, you talk to yourself too, huh? Caught. I said, yes, I do. I need to be human just like you. I wanted to go deeper. And the Lord said, it's not the right moment. But I know I will make a visit on the day appointed. And I will let her know that I wasn't complaining, that I was praying in the Spirit, because my soul was weary. I went back in the house refreshed. Do the same. Do the same. Look at your neighbor, say, you can do it too. I don't know. Are you catching on to where I'm coming to? I was actually prophesying to myself. Did I understand the words?
No.
My spirit did, but my brain didn't. But the fruit was that I went back in with a smile on my face. Instead of that tired outlook that could say, I'm ready for a nap. Okay? How many love to have a nap after you've got a full tummy? Thank you. Well, we had a full tummy, but there was no time for a nap. It was a couple of birthday parties that needed to be finished up. Do you need to prophesy to yourself more often? Do you need to declare God's word to yourself more often? Open your mouth and declare what God says about you on a regular basis. Prophesy to me. When you feel like dry bones, and you feel like there's no flesh on you left, and you're tired, and you've had it, and you think that, you know, all you could do is just, you know, let it all happen. Change it. Change it by choice. I want to take you just towards the end of this chapter. Verse 21. Then say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the nations to which they have gone, and will gather them from every side and bring them into their own land. Until 1948, that could not have been declared as a reality. I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king over them all. And they shall be no longer two nations, neither be divided into two kingdoms anymore. They shall not defile themselves anymore with their idols and their detestable things. How many have had problems with a few idols in your life? Those things are coming down. And it's going to come down by prophetic words coming out of your mouth. And when you decide that his opinion is stronger than what your actions were and your reactions were, you will have victory. Because your focus won't be on your dead bones and your dead flesh. It'll be on the Spirit of God within you, bringing life into those very areas that were dead. So those idols, their idols and their detestable things, or with any of their transgressions, but I will save them out of their dwelling places and from all their backsliding. How many have got a few backsliders in your family? Who will save them? In which they have sinned, and I will cleanse them. I will? Yeah, but it's going to start by you prophesying to you. First, okay? I will cleanse them, so shall they be my people, and I will be their God. And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my ordinance and heed my statutes and do them. They shall dwell in the land in which their fathers dwelt, that I gave to my servant Jacob, and they shall dwell there, they and their children and their children's children forever, and my servant David shall be their prince forever. I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will give blessings to them. I will multiply them and will set my sanctuary in the midst of their heart. Kim's version. In the midst of them, meaning in the very middle. What's the middle of my being, my spirit man? So his spirit is now already imparted into my spirit. Amen? My tabernacle or dwelling place also shall be with them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Then the nations shall know, understand, and realize that I, the Lord, do set apart and consecrate Israel for a holy use, when my sanctuary shall be in their midst forevermore. I believe that those words were on the verge of seeing take place. You say, well, 48 was a few years ago. Yeah, it was. But they said it would never be. God is on the job. God is on the job in your house and in your own heart. He's on the job in the nations. And he's not going to be mocked by a lot of people spitting and throwing arrows at each other. He will have his way and complete his mission with every heart, not only of natural Israel, but of spiritual Israel as well. Bow your heads, please. Father, I believe that as you set them forth on this new course of declaring your truth out of their own mouth to themselves, to their families, and to their extended families, I believe that a transition will take place, and they will be aware of the power of the spoken word coming out of their mouth, and it will not return void. It will produce awesome signs and wonders just for your glory and not for their own. And they will reap the benefits in Jesus' name. And amen. Lift high the banners of love. Hallelujah. Sound the trumpets of war. Christ has gotten us the victory. Hallelujah. Jericho must fall. Lift high the banners of love. Hallelujah. Sound the trumpets of war. Christ has gotten us the victory. Hallelujah. Jericho must fall. Look at somebody. Lift high your banner of love. Hallelujah. Sound your trumpet of war. Christ has gotten you the victory. Hallelujah. Jericho must fall. Jericho must fall. Jericho must fall. Jericho must fall. Hallelujah. Now may his anointing be upon you as you go forth in this night. Bless those that you need to bless. Prophesy to those that you need to prophesy. But the most important that you personally, prophesy to yourself. Prophesy when you're alone in the car. Prophesy when you're early in the morning, walking around, doing that which only you can do. But prophesy yourself into strength rather than your weakness. Prophesy the good things that are happening and being prepared for you rather than all the complaining that you used to do. And replace those complaints with marvelous transforming words in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. You got to share some hugs again, I guess.